What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And let's see where we were. Oh, yeah, we're hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, we missed you Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, real life intervened.
I understand completely. I have a question first before go any further. Say as if Fox News went, I hear a huge echo. Fox News did adjudicate the lawsuit by Dominion. Would their loss, I wonder, would it be offset by Tucker's audio, by advertising pool?
I'm sorry, Bruce. I was distracted trying to figure out where your echo is coming from. You don't have the show up on a speaker, do you?
No.
Okay. Anyway, if you could repeat your question about Fox News.
Well, Fox News settled. They did the settlement. They didn't want to adjudicate it. I think they could have, but they didn't want to. And if they put Tucker to the side as part of the settlement, did they take a bigger financial hit by doing that than by going to court against Dominion? How much was Dominion asking? Was that ever revealed?
Dominion was asking for over $1 billion. And so, from the outside, it looks like Fox News caved and said, well, we'll go ahead and pay you this $700 million, most of which we'll take off of our taxes anyway. And that way we don't go into court and neither one of us has to make embarrassing admissions.
Yeah, I've always had a bad view of Fox News. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that four-part series by Cameron on Israeli spying before 9/11 that was pulled off the Fox News Channel servers so no one else could see it after it went over the air. And you had Rick Rosenthal, who became a military reporter, kind of like boots on the ground type guy in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, he was on the street on 9/11 with this freelance photographer named Walsh. And he's the guy that we call Harley Guy. And he put out the whole program where I saw both planes go in and then one collapsed and then the other because the fires are just too intense. And Fox was the first to call Arizona for Joe Biden. They didn't really go after Dominion except a few hosts. And so Fox News has been controlled from the onset. Tucker was kind of like a loose cannon on deck, I think is how they saw him. But they couldn't get rid of him because of the numbers he pulled in. But I think they were glad to show him the door.
Well, they may have shown themselves the door as well. People are canceling their Fox Nation subscriptions. I certainly am never going to bother with Fox News ever again. And, get woke, go broke.
Yeah, Sean Hannity's such a scumbag. I mean, I'm quite sure that he was able to see that four-part series, and he knows what the Israelis do in the United States. But he's an Israeli firster, and he pushes that narrative. As far as I'm concerned, him and maybe a couple of others on Fox News are traitors. As much as they say, great American, you're a great Zionist scumbag. And so, maybe Fox News will be hit. Maybe Larry Fink and then will bail him out. Maybe that's part of the program as well. Because the free market doesn't seem to matter anymore when it comes to media.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's all I had. Thanks for letting me vent a little bit. I hope you
All right, well, vent away here. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? I'm not breaking up, am I?
No, you're fine.
Okay, great. So Don Lemon got canned, and Tucker Carlson got canned. Did you watch the Trump interview that Tucker Carlson did?
No, I didn't. I missed that one.
Right at the end, they were talking about the Nord Stream 2. And, you know, Trump said, I don't want to get my country, you know, in trouble, but, you know, he blew it. but I could tell you who didn't blow it up, and it was Russia. And, of course,
well,
Tucker Carlson
said the same
thing.
That was pretty much obvious from the beginning. It never made sense that Russia would blow up their own pipeline.
And, you know, that's probably what got him fired, because the government's leaning on Fox now.
I tend to think that it was more that Dominion made his firing a condition of the settlement.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me either. Like you always say, there's always more than one reason, right?
Yep.
Now, let me ask you something. How much do you think Tucker's going to walk away with?
I have no idea. I'm sure there's a severance pay provision in his contract. You know, he wasn't
fired. You and I could retire on that.
Yeah, I could retire probably on just one of his paychecks. you know, Fox News couldn't fire him. He hadn't really done anything. So I guess he was just asked to resign, and I'm sure in his contract there was a provision, if that happened, that there would be a generous severance payout on that. But, you know, Tucker Carlson does have other outlets. He's got another website and a podcast that I'm going to be spending a lot more time looking at.
Yeah. I actually, you know, the last couple of years, I mean, I'm not really into Fox or any other news media outlet except, you know, maybe yours. But, you know, the last couple of years, I actually started to like that guy. It's a shame.
Oh, I really did like him.
Yeah, yeah. He'll still be around. Fox News, well, you know. Fox isn't that old, right? What is it, like 35 years old or something?
Something like that, yeah. I remember when it was first announced.
Yeah, The Simpsons, right? It was one of their shows.
Yep.
Yeah, a long time. That was a long time ago. Anyway, that's all I had to say, Mike. I was shocked. I mean, I just saw it. When I got home like 25 minutes ago, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Don Lemon, I can see him getting fired because, I mean, he is so ultra-left, it's not even funny. And, you know, CNN's trying to move more to the center, whereas Fox News is moving more to the left, I think. Anyway, thanks a lot for your time, Mike. You have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, we just talked on Friday about...
Well, not on Friday, Thursday.
Thursday, about how the stock prices and performance of companies and profits don't mean anything if you're going against what the owners want. Right?
Right.
The people who can print money, they don't care. I mean, so Fox loses some viewership, it'll go over to one of the networks, another one of the networks that the same guys own. But it's interesting, Mike. I remember calling in, a year ago or 8 months ago, whenever it was that Tucker Carlson had the temerity to bring up the contrast between our completely open borders and Israel's apartheid wall.
Yes.
You remember that?
I remember that.
How when they talked about the great replacement, he said that, he used those words, right?
Yeah.
And then he used that as an example of how odd it is, right? But so that was one of your themes over the years has been, and I agree with it, there are certain things that cannot be talked about. You really can't talk about Israel.
Right.
You really can't talk about the assassinations. One of the latest things that you're absolutely right about is you really can't talk about the elections being phony. And he's talking about that. And again, that coming up out of court, right, keeps that from going to trial. It keeps somebody who might talk about it off the air. And it affirms, you know, the Rivera law of, you know, that they'll never, ever talk about that.
Yeah.
And so here it is. And again, it's not such a horrible loss. And what do they care about money when they can print it out of nothing anyways? But they'll just move from one to the other. But at the same time, you know, they're shutting down. It's amazing how they're not talking about morale and Blinken. and the CIA and all the 50 intelligence people, and how they're not talking about the Hunter laptop thing. They're not talking about any of that. But when you do talk about something that's real, you're out. You're out. It is what it is, Mike. It's what we live in is a largely Jewish power oligopoly, where you know everything from finance, the media, to matter of fact, big pharmacy. They're saying that Tucker and people are talking about big pharma. Well, who owns big pharma? Who owns Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson and Johnson and AstraZeneca? The little guys in the round hats, they own them all. And who owns? They're all managed by BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street. And remember what they said, we just talked about on Friday. It doesn't matter that the message that they want to get across or don't want to get across is more important than the money. That seems to be a rule of what is now the new Jewish oligopoly, and it's not completely Jewish, but it's mostly capitalism we have now. Capitalism is in quotes. But there it is, Mike. That's what I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. That was a great call, last caller. Yeah, Hollywood proves that by putting out these woke movies that lose and are just horrible. And so,
yep, they are.
No matter what, they're not thinking about the money. They're trying to get the message across. Although, I would say to them, all you're doing, guys, is the tribe that he just mentioned, you're just reinforcing these people going the other way. So you think you're going to persuade people? You're actually making it the other way. So thank you very much, actually. You know, Tucker Carlson is just not another newscast. He's a newsmaker. I mean, he's a major. They talk about him in other countries. I mean, how many other? Does Anderson Cooper get any mentions in Switzerland? I wonder, other than for what he does off the air. But, you know, the fired, was he fired? I mean, I've been looking at things. It sounds to me like it was just probably a 50-50 decision. I don't know what you
heard.
Fox
News would have to say, we have a legal cause to fire Tucker Carlson to break his contract. We went through this whole exercise once before with the Monsanto synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. It's clear this decision came from Fox. Because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Tucker Carlson closed his Friday show with, we'll see you on Monday. So as of Friday night, he had no idea that the situation was going to change. So it basically came down from Fox management, and they probably took a look at the relevant contracts and said, okay, then Tucker Carlson, we are basically going our separate ways. We're not saying fired. We're not saying resigned. And I'm sure there was a huge severance pay involved with it. And I think Tucker Carlson's probably going to, do something spectacular now that he's no longer constrained by a corporate media outlet.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, cut your nose off to spite your face type. I mean, this is going to bleed over to Hannity, to Laura, to the network in itself. I mean, I can't say how many times that Tucker, either at CNN, when I was looking at Twitter, not so much anymore, but I remember back in the, before COVID and stuff, and even at the beginning of COVID, there was controversies at Fox and everything, and there was always the caveat almost from every message, if you ever get rid of Tucker, that's for sure, I'll never ever even come close to why I'll cancel my television, forget about your network type of thing. So this is the ultimate. I don't know how it's going to affect MSNBC or CNN. I think it's just going to be kind of like those people that don't want to vote for a candidate, and then they just stay home. They won't vote for anybody. So I don't think their networks will go up any. I think this people will decide, like I did about 2 years ago. I've never been happier, Mike. I canceled all my television, all my cable, everything, TV. I only watch like stuff on the internet. I watch Tucker live on the internet. There's all kinds of places on the internet, by the way. You can watch TV. You can get everything for free. So if you know where to look, so I always watch Tucker, but not anymore. I don't care who's out there. Now here's an interesting one. I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. I mean, the odds, I think, speak for itself, but damn, about a year and a half ago, I was thinking about it, and Tucker Carlson was 65-1 to win the presidency. Is this the time for him, possibly? Is it a third-party situation? I mean, he's got, I know a lot of people are saying, come on, come on. I mean, if he's this popular, people are watching him on TV. Why not as a third party? He could never be a Republican because he criticized, like he probably on his 100%, he probably criticizes the Democrats 75%. And he has at least 25% for the Republicans. So I don't think he could go with anyone. He would attract a lot of superstars on the independent situation that have kind of had a falling out or can't go, like Doug McGregor, let's say, that couldn't be a Republican, but he'd never be a Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, there'd be all kinds of very big names that would love to follow up in his footsteps and be big supporters. All the guests, he has so many great guests on the show. They would all be coming on his side, and maybe even cabinet members if his 65-1 came in. So I wouldn't discount that. Of course, that would guarantee, without even any fraud, the Democrats to win the election. Although I would say to RFK, you got no chance, man. If you moved over into the independent, it would be great because you'd have Trump, you'd have Biden, then you'd have the left with slightly left with RFK, and then you'd have Tucker over there on the right. So at least it would make it somewhat even. But I'm kind of dreaming here. But the timing is interesting. If anybody's thinking that Tucker was going to make a run, because look, Bill O'Reilly was talking about it about 6 months ago. He's laughing about it, but he wouldn't poo-poo it. So that's what I have an idea.
Well, like I said earlier in the show, there are rumors floating around, and I stress they are only rumors, that Tucker Carlson is in conversation with Donald Trump about possibly being his running mate in 2024.
Ah, yeah, that's an interesting one also. Yeah, because
that's a ticket
he would be perfect.
Support.
He would be perfect for that because you'd like to have a nice mouthpiece, somebody who's not too pushy about your policies or have no don't want to take over from you and stuff. So yeah, he would be he'd be perfect for that. Although again, he'd be in the Republican Party though. I don't know. I mean, how would he get along with Mitch McConnell, and how would he, although his boss wouldn't either, or Lindsey Graham and stuff. You know, he'd be pretty uncomfortable in that position. So
yep.
I don't know if he wants to arbitrate him. I think, you know, if I was saying to Tucker, there's never been, I mean, there was just a poll out, 70% don't want Biden to run as far as everyone. 60% don't want Trump to run. So what better chance is there for a third party to come in? Although Tucker needs somebody on the other side to even it out, though, if he was ever thinking about that, because maybe RFK, maybe when he knows that he can't, maybe in early 2024, he'll realize that if he gets close, the superdelegates will quash him on the Democratic side. So he needs to run an independent too.
Well, the Democratic Party's already crushed him. They're not going to allow any debates.
Oh, is that
the Democratic
written? Is that
Party
true?
Has said Joe Biden is our candidate for 2024. There will be no primary debates.
RFK, are you listening? Are you kidding me? Run as an independent. Okay, Mike, nice show. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. You recall a couple weeks back where I said if Trump was smart, he'd name RFK as his VP. Running.
Yeah, I remember that.
But, you know, we're blessed with some tremendous callers out of Canada. We've got, Al. We've got, of course, Daryl, excellent, and Layla. And I'd like to challenge them. I want them to look up the Trojan Horse miniseries by Paul Gross, who's practically banned, it appears, in Canada. What a tremendous series, the Trojan Horse miniseries out of Canada in 2008. You'd be lucky to find it. And I would like them to give a review on it. I'd like them to look it up. I'd like them to see it any way they can, even if they have to purchase it, and give a review on that, because what a telling miniseries that was. Just tremendous. This Paul Gross guy, what a first-class director. Also, Michael, you know, I wanted to touch on boycotting, because I believe in boycotting. It's peaceful. It's something
we
got to
take
people...
a break for commercials here, Miles. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring you right back.
Thank you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Miles in Maine. And Miles, take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, boycotting is essentially an American tradition, but it's got to be done correctly. You don't just boycott Fox. You find out who all their advertisers are, and you let them know that you won't be watching Fox and you won't be buying any of their products.
Okay.
That's how boycotting works. You know, you let them know, you call the sponsors of the show and everything like that, and let them know how dissatisfied you are and what you think of Tucker. You know, that's how you have to boycott. You have to stay on it. Same with Bud Light. You don't just boycott Bud Light. You boycott everything Anheuser-Busch. You know, they have like 70 brands. You boycott every single one of them and never buy another one again. And I don't know why these people are going to any of these sporting events. All the, the hierarchy in the NHL, the NFL, the NBA, they're all, you know, coming cut from the same cloth. So, you know, why would you go to any of them? They're all woke, and they should all be broke. And then finally, you know, I'd like to hear some commentary from Jim from New York on this kind of stuff, Marco, and, of course, Tom from Florida, and some of the great callers, Sebastian. And I was going to ask you, Mike, Michael, we haven't heard from Mike from Brazil. Any word on him? Any reports from him?
No, I'm very, very worried about what may have happened to him.
Well, amen, Michael. Keep up the great work, and thank you for your time. Keep up the good job.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, you were talking about if you don't listen to the news all the time, it can be kind of relieving. That happened to me. I went and I was going to buy a new iMac. So I took my, I did buy it, and I went, took my old iMac up there, but they were unable to migrate my, the stuff from my old one to the new one. So I just said, well, give me my money back. So they gave me my money. But in the meantime, I had 2 days with no computer, no, I also don't have a TV. So it was pretty quiet. You know, and I finished a book. I had this book's two volumes by Whitney Webb. It's called One Nation Under Blackmail. And I finally finished it. And that's like an encyclopedia of scumbags, starting with Lucky Luciano and Meyer Lansky, Roy Cohn, and all these people like that. Either gangsters, Jewish gangsters, Italian gangsters, and how they mix with intelligence and how they mix with bankers, basically. That's what it's all about, and weapons manufacturers. One Nation, and, of course, Epstein figures into it, too. But I finished that. And anybody that might want to read that book, it seems like a lot of pages, but a lot of the pages in that are footnotes. So you're not really reading as many pages as it seems because there's a whole lot of footnotes about that. So it's like an encyclopedia of scumbags. And but it's quiet, and not having that computer on and for a couple of days, I did a lot of stuff. You have more time to do it. It's so nice and
oh,
quiet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's great, you know. So I just agreed with you about that, and that's about it. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there's a couple of new videos out recently where we get to see a whole lot more frames about what hit the Pentagon on September 11th.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've seen any of them, but in my mind, it reinforces the grainiest video I saw years ago that appears to show a missile or a drone hitting the Pentagon. Now,
yeah, well, that one that came out years ago had been faked. They made a mistake in the tracking on the compositing. And so they took it back and they blurred it even more and re-released it, hoping that fewer people would notice there was that problem.
Well, I dare say you didn't get a 97 on your FAA exam. Otherwise, you would know that Flight 77 never hit the Pentagon.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
All right, before I get started, I just want to tell this guy, check out Ryan Dawson, what he says about 9/11 and who's really behind it, and all this nonsense about planes that never hit and including the Pentagon and what garbage that is, but find out who's really behind it. Okay, Ryan Dawson, that's the man to check out. He's an expert on this. Anyway, I just want to talk about with Tucker Carlson today.
Yep.
Look, most of the people who watch Fox News, I call it the fake news network, the fake neocon news network. That's actually my title for Fox News. Most of them are boomers, okay? These old boomers that, and I'm a boomer myself. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well,
and welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina about Tucker Carlson. Mark, take it away.
All right, like I said, most of the boomers that we're talking about that listen to this garbage on fake news network and also on the other two networks, also the other two cable networks, they don't even know how to transverse the Internet. They might know how to get on Facebook and do stuff, but they don't even know about some of these other sites. They don't know about Rumble. They don't know about Odyssey. They don't know about... I'm not going to go over everything. There's so many different sites
These sites seem to get some traffic.
They get traffic, but from younger people, okay? And maybe some boomers. Don't get me wrong. I don't say all boomers because, like I said, I'm a boomer. You're a boomer, okay?
Yeah.
And there's others that do know how to transverse the Internet. But when I'll put stuff down on either Facebook sometimes myself, you know, I've been cut off of YouTube, of course. They deleted my whole channel there. You remember that, right?
I remember that.
If I can get something out there, I'll say, stop listening to the mainstream media. Stop listening to cable news, even the fake news network or the fake neocon news network. The problem is a lot of these people think all this war garbage, this war-mongering garbage, like a scumbag like Sean Hannity puts out, they really believe this stuff. They still think we have a right to invade Iraq. They think that Putin is the new Hitler. They think that the new axis of evil is Russia, Iran, and China. They believe this garbage. So the problem is to make these people understand, stop watching the these fake news networks and get on the net or do something and find out truth. And the one thing you can do, first of all, now maybe this will trigger you up. Get out of Fox News now. Stop watching it. Put them out of business if possible, all right, from what they did with Tucker Carlson. I don't watch Fox, but I do watch Carlson. A lot of times I'll get him on the Internet in different channels, you know. I'll even get him on Rumble, or I'll get him on Odyssey, or I'll get him on YouTube, you know, because I still go to YouTube. I just can't comment or anything else. I can't even put a like there. But I can still go. So I watch Tucker on stuff like that. But I turned off the Fox News Network years ago, even before the 2016 election. I started realizing they were full of it. They were a bunch of warmongering neocons, and that's basically it. But Tucker's different. He's really, you know, he's got something. He's independent minded. And I'm not surprised what the fake news network did, but they figure, I guess they figured they can get away with it monetarily because they got enough idiots that'll still sit there with their flat bellies drinking their beer or whatever else garbage they're putting in their system and continue to watch the garbage, to watch the Hannitys or the Laura Ingrams or who else did, what's that, the Five, or maybe turn
the
on
View.
The View. Well, The View isn't actually on fake news. That's on, I didn't even know what channel that's on. I would never watch it, so I don't even know. I just see every once in a while clips of it. So this is what goes on. You've got to start boycotting them. Yes, boycott them. Boycott these corporations that fund these channels that have all this influence. I was there's a place called Rural King around here.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know if you heard of it, it's mostly in the South.
Oh, yeah, we have one near here. It's a great place.
I wound up getting a nice MyPillow this weekend, $19. That's a pretty good price. And it's almost impossible. You can't get it at Walmart. You can't get it at Target or any other station. But you can get it at this place, Rural King, you know? And that's a good thing. And I posted it online, too. I posted it on both Facebook and Twitter about Rural King. I gave the picture, too, of the MyPillow. If this is an example, these people want war with us. We got to give them their war back. Right now, it's a financial war. It's a war of ideas. It may get a lot worse. It may get to other things. But right now, we can beat them just by boycotting them and putting their corporations out of business, Mike. I really believe we can do that. And that's even on online, we can do it. I do post stuff, like I said, on Facebook only to get information out. In reality, I know sooner or later they're going to kick me off. I mean, I get suspended every few weeks or so. They put me in another 30-day suspension. They cut me off from Facebook Live, though I notice I'm just back on it again. So I might even post a video there before they take me off of there. And I'm going to try to start my own
channel. Facebook permanently banned me a long time ago.
I'm going to try something on Rumble, too. I'm going to try to see if I can get a channel on Rumble. Because Rumble, they're good. They're really good. They pretty much let anybody on. I don't like Getter, because Getter wouldn't allow Nick Fuentes on. So that tells me something right there. And that's another thing about the fake news network. They're neocon news. They're also a Zionist news network. Okay? They will not criticize Israel. Doesn't it matter who Israel bombs or anything else. Just like they won't create with the attacks on civilian targets now by Ukraine. They won't say nothing about that. They're a bunch of liars. It's the same fake news as he got on the criminal news network and on the more S, nothing but crap news network, you know, of NBC. That's all it is. It's garbage. It's fake news, folks. Stop listening to them. Put them out of business. That's the best thing. You know? Put them out of their misery. That's all they got. That's that they do understand. They think they can get away with this with Tucker because they'll have enough fools, and they may get away with it. They have enough idiots that are still going to watch it. They're going to sit there with their big bellies and drinking their garbage and eating their garbage, you know, horrible food, their GMO food, and not know any better, and continue to watch them. Don't let them get away with it, folks. Don't let them get away with it. Turn it off. There's so much information out there. You don't need these cable news networks anyway. You don't need the cable. Just use, you know, use the internet. That's all you got to do. You don't need it. Okay? Because all you're going to get out of these people are lies.
Yeah.
They think it's perfect. And this, by the way, when they supposedly lost that lawsuit, that was arranged. They knew that they had no intention of combating that lawsuit. They knew they were willing to give away, what is it, $750 million or something like that, whatever.
Most of which they'll just write off on their taxes in the coming years.
Drop in the bucket. They wanted to lose that, okay? Because now that they can say, well, see, we can't report on these stolen elections. Well, guess what? The election was stolen. The 2020 election was stolen, and the 2022 election was stolen, especially in Arizona. Simple. 100% stolen. Wake up, folks. We can possibly still save this country. I'm not so sure anymore, but I think we can still do it. The enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in China. And the enemy is not in Iran. The enemy is right here in this country. It's right there in Washington, D.C. It's in these corporations, okay, these so-called woke corporations. And I'll tell you, a man who's doing a really good job of fighting them is Ron DeSantis. I don't know, you know, there's a lot of garbage going on between Trump and DeSantis now. But DeSantis, look what he's doing with Disney. Look how he's hurting Disney. Look how he's hurting a lot of these other woke companies. Look what he did with the schools in Florida. He puts it on the line. I don't think the man's fake. When people say, well, he's controlled opposition, no, he's not. Just like Tucker Carlson is not controlled opposition. If he was controlled opposition, this wouldn't have happened. Alex Jones is not controlled opposition. I think Jones sometimes jumps off half-cock, but he's not controlled opposition. Because if he was, they wouldn't come off after him this way. They go after the people they hate because they know they're a threat to their new world order, to their criminal empire. Okay, that's why they hate Trump so much. All right, you're starting to see them really turning on DeSantis now. That's why they hate Putin. And I believe that's the way why they hate Xi Jinping. They probably thought Ping was on their side, but now they're starting to realize he's not. He doesn't want to take China. He doesn't want to destroy China. He wants them to do well. He wants to, you know, he's building the place up. He pulled 800 million people out of poverty. Now, yeah, they are kind of like autocratic, but they're doing something for their country, for their people. They're not trying to destroy their country or destroy their people in the name of Malthusianism and destroying the human race. That's what these criminals are trying to do in coming out of the WEF. Understand that. People got to understand it before it's too late. Right? I know, you know, people, well, you're talking like this, you're crazy. People I talk to sometimes, they say I'm crazy for saying these things. Well, guess what? It's coming closer and closer to the truth. All right? Just look at the situation he's in now. And stop with the hate with the races and everything. You know what? I don't care if this country is not going to be white anymore. I don't care if it's going to be, it probably won't. It'll probably look like, will look like kind of like physically Latin Americans, okay? You know, a brownish color and all that. So what? As long as the Constitution survives, that's the most important thing. The Constitution, our constitutional republic. As long as we keep those ideals, we'll be fine. We'll still be the greatest country. We'll be an exceptional country, but not an exceptional the way the neocons want it, but a real exceptional country, because we'll follow the greatest constitution I believe ever written by man. So probably inspired by God. I really believe it was. Okay? So that's That's what we got to follow. Don't worry about the race. It doesn't matter what color we are. What is going to be with our thinking? How are we going to act? How are we going to act as a country, as a people? Are we going to respect each other, be decent to each other? Are we going to respect the law? The just laws, let's put it like that. Or are we going to just go into anarchy? That's the thing we got to ask ourselves. Are we going to let these WF types destroy us, destroy the human race? All right? Are we going to let that happen? Hopefully not, Mike. Mike, do me a favor. Could you leave me on again?
Yeah, we'll just leave you on so you can listen over the phone line here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air.
Okay. There was just a bunch of noise in the background there that happened. And I'm sure a lot of longtime listeners to RBN, it doesn't necessarily need to be said, but you don't agree with every show that's on here and the advertising and stuff like that. You know, on a lot of media, they have kind of a standard disclaimer they play about at least once a day that says opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of anybody in particular. It might just be for your entertainment or something, you know. That's my simplified version.
Yeah, but probably should have an announcement like that.
Well, I don't know if it was on your show or somebody else's show. There was a guest on recently in the last couple of weeks, and they were lamenting or denigrating a commercial that came on. Said, "Well, how dare you have a commercial like that on while I'm on here as a guest?" And I'm like, "The host just really didn't, you know, they just said, I can't control what commercials are played, you know." But they people need to understand how the media works. I mean, heaven forbid, you know, activists, and I think Saturday night, some pro-abortionist woman called in from Texas and was the very last caller and got cut off by the music and said, "Ah, typical." And, you know, they just don't realize, how hard is it? I never could get in on Rush Limbaugh. I mean,
his phone lines were jammed.
Well, and even Alex Jones became, you know, when he went to the megaphony, I call it, mode, and I think Hollywood manipulated and propped him up and encouraged that. And so he was, in that sense, you know, kind of short-circuited by going full-on megaphony. He would yell for 3 hours, and the only way I was at, last call I ever made to a show was to disagree with him because he had a disagree line. And I gave up on him, and he was, like, so disappointed. He was like, "Wait a minute, you're my television guy. You've shared my videos." And I was like, "Yes, I have." But he had exaggerated something about a cabinet member in W's administration or something that he had had on as guest. And he was actually an assistant secretary, and I called him on it just so I could get in on the show and tell him that his show no longer could be listened to because he's yelling for 3 hours. And he lost his voice. You know, his voice has been so messed up because of that. But I think people, it's kind of hitting below the belt to call in and run down another show host or a board operator or an advertiser on RBN. If you don't agree with them, don't buy their products. I mean, I bought stuff off of the store, the Berkey Light water filter when y'all sold that. I've supported the network. And way back when it was Republic Radio, you know, before Statmiller and Jones had a whatever problem they had together. But it kind of can cut both ways, unfortunately. You know, you're talking about boycotting or whatever. We used to have what was considered a free market of ideas, and it wasn't all this social media sophisticated dirty tricks. I mean, I've cataloged a bunch of them. I called in one time on Statmiller and was talking about this, and I really couldn't get the concept out about the fraud and deception that's going on with the social media, especially Facebook. But, you know, now that Twitter's been bought, I think it's bit them in the butt, though. I mean, what caused the Silicon Valley Bank to implode? Was that deliberate? And so many of the workers are probably reeling because they were invested in that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now they realize, oh, my gosh, we've screwed the pooch. We can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. We're going to have to put up with Elon Musk and whatever their filter, their echo chamber has been shattered a little bit in the financial stuff behind the scenes. So, you know, I encourage RBN listeners, especially, you know, to get on TLB Talk, and, you know, you can get on Gab, but I can't stand it. It's so, vinegar, you know. But just to see what's going on there, it's I like LinkedIn, too. I think you're on LinkedIn, but I've never seen the activity from you for years. But what's nice about those feeds is that they are not as filtered. Facebook screwed me over for 12 years now. I went and signed up for all the posts from Sheriff's Department, Water District, Highway Department, you know, city government, county government, all that. I never see any of the posts. I did it live on the air. I scrolled through it for like 40 minutes and said, this is compelling television. You know, look at this, how much censorship's going on. I can't see any of these posts from the local government. And I would go to the page, you know, and say, where's my city government stuff? And I go there and it's liked and followed. Nothing. And they used to have a feature called See First. I did that to all those. And then I would delete stuff out of my feed that I didn't want to see. I took 2 or 3 days to delete or remove all the games that used to be on Facebook. I don't know if they're still on there, but I deleted them from my feed. Still don't see the highway department posts. Still don't see the state police stuff. So it's manipulated, and it's fraud.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Facebook kicked me off permanently a long time ago, so I don't go back there. Anyway, Mike, I got to let you go.
Right.
We're getting close to the end of the show. I got a couple more calls. We're going to go to HB in Tennessee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Say, Michael. Hey, I just wanted to ask when some of these candidates are going to talk about getting out of the UN.
I'm not expecting that to happen anytime soon, because the United States successfully uses the UN to promote its own agenda to the rest of the world, partly because the UN building is here in the United States. It sort of signals that, yes, the United States is the center of the world, which is what the United States likes to think.
Well, that would solve a lot of our trouble if we get out of that. And the other thing I want to talk about is the executive order that Obama put through that said it was okay for the media to lie to the public. So why hasn't Alex Jones or now Fox News used that? Well, we're just lying to the public. Obama said it was okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and research that one. I know that the courts ruled there is no law saying the corporate media has to be truthful. That figured in the synthetic bovine lawsuit.
No, Obama, he put out an executive order, said it was okay to lie to, for the government to lie to the public.
I remember that one. For the government, but his executive order didn't really apply to the corporate media, but they're lying anyway.
Well, there you go. I got lots of stuff to talk about. I mean, why isn't there investigations on these food plant fires and blowing up? I don't understand how 18,000 cattle could be slaughtered in one explosion and fire. You can't cram 18,000 cattle into a small enough area to kill 18,000 of them. That's just something's going on there.
Well, I don't think it was the explosion. It was the fire afterwards that swept through this gigantic, you know, sort of warehouse area that was made up of multiple segments.
You'd have to have 5 or 10 acres of it, and the fire didn't look like it was that big. And I used to raise cattle. I mean, you don't just it'd take a lot to kill 18,000 damn cattle in one swoop.
Well,
the other thing
they're getting ready to sell this laboratory created food from these bioreactors. And maybe part of the business plan is to remove any alternatives to their product, so we're not going to have any choice but to buy their, their synthetic chicken with cricket flambé or something on it.
I guess so. A couple of callers ago mentioned something about there was no plane at the Pentagon. Well, there wasn't any plane at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania field either. If you look at those pictures of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania field,
it was shot down high in the air, and the debris covered about 8 miles.
Well, you can believe that if you want to, but there wasn't any plane that hit the Pentagon. Probably not any planes that hit the towers either.
Well, obviously you and I are going to have to agree to disagree on that. And with that, thank you for the call, and we're going to go to James in North Carolina. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You watched the Ray Epps interview on 60 Minutes, didn't you?
I didn't watch it all. I saw some clips.
I'm just curious, if 60 Minutes can get Ray Epps in for an interview, why can't the House Judiciary Committee subpoena him for questioning?
That is an excellent question.
Yeah, I can't figure this out. I haven't heard anything about them even talking about considering getting him in for questioning, or any of the Capitol police officers who tour guided the protesters through the Capitol, opened the doors for them, and you know, ushered them in.
Or that one officer who shot Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, I mean, they're all very clearly on the videos. They can certainly, they know who they are by now. I can't figure out what they seem like. They have wasted a lot of time. I mean, I know they've got a lot on their plate. There's so much corruption to investigate. But it seems to me that the January 6th provocateurs, as you call them, which what they were, was pretty much planned by the DNC and run by operatives. But I don't see that the Republicans are doing very much to get into that at all.
Yeah, it does seem like everybody wants to stay away. And that's because, again, the idea that this whole January 6th thing was staged by the government to trick us all, that's the kind of a secret that can delegitimize and bring down an entire government, which I think is ultimately where we're headed. I know there's a lot of people talking about revolution and civil war. I would prefer that not happen. But I noticed over the weekend some other journals are starting to talk about a Soviet Union-style collapse of this government, which is something I've been talking about for quite a while.
Well, I would sure like to see some of these people that, not just Ray Epps, but there are several other that were running the show that day that had been recognized, that they surely could bring them in and find out more about what really went on under the scenes,
Okay.
Behind the scenes. So, well, that's what I wanted to get off my chest.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And this is bringing us pretty much to the end of the show today. Should be hearing music at any moment. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins will be taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN in what they are trying to do. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.